October the 17th. Then David said to himself, Now I will perish one day by the hand of Saul. 1 Samuel 27:1. The thought of David's heart at this time was a false thought, because he certainly had no reason to think that God's anointing him by Samuel was intended to be left as an empty, meaningless act. On no occasion had the Lord deserted his servant. David had been placed in perilous positions very often, but not one instance had occurred in which divine intervention had not delivered him. The trials to which he had been exposed had been varied. They had not assumed one form only, but many. Yet in every case, he who sent the trial had also graciously ordained a way of escape. David could not put his finger upon any entry in his diary and say, Here is evidence that the Lord will forsake me. For his entire past life proved the very opposite. He should have argued from what God had done for him that God would still be his defender. But do we not doubt God's help in just the same way? Is it not mistrust without a cause? Have we ever had any reason at all to doubt our Father's goodness? Hasn't his loving kindness been marvelous? Has he once failed to justify our trust? No. Our God has not left us at any time. We have had dark nights, but the star of love has shined forth amid the blackness. We have been in severe conflicts, but he has covered our heads with the shield of our defense. We have gone through many trials, but never to our harm. They have always been to our advantage. The conclusion from our past experience is that he who has been with us in six troubles will not forsake us in the seventh. What we have known of our faithful God proves that he will keep us to the end. Let us not then reason contrary to evidence. How can we ever be so unkind as to doubt our God? Lord, throw down the Jezebel of our unbelief, and let the dogs devour it.